Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Hello to all of you. Welcome into the Eric Zane Show podcast. It's a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures each and every day from right here in the Impact Power Sports Studio. Impact Power Sports, you can find them online at impactpowersportsmi.com. That's a great place to go if you want to pick up a brand new Yamaha golf cart, custom built to your own specs, where you're like, hey, I want this, I want that, I want it to look this way, I want it to look that way. They can do it all at Impact Power Sports. They're awesome. They're in Rockford, Michigan. Not only a Yamaha golf cart, how about a side-by-side ATV, UTV motorcycle, e-bike, lawnmower, and proudly supported by our very own Nick, the electrician, who's been making waves this week on the show. We had a full-on tit-for-tat, tat-for-tit, titty-for-tatty between Megan, one of the top executives of the year when it comes to car repair over at Irvine's, taking on local grease monkey Nick, the electrician slash handyman. Nick insists that for Madison's car, the 2017 Hyundai Veloster, still don't know how to say that, all I needed to do was go to Amazon and buy a $14 catalytic converter or something like that and just simply put it on myself. Easy job, he says. Whole thing costs $15. And Megan was 100% arguing him on that point. I'm already getting comments about yesterday's Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. We had a Stevie rage quit incident, and we'll talk more about that. Maureen says, well, actually, Rebecca says Stevie is passionate. It stemmed from book club, Big Fraud Book Club, which is getting ready to kick off. And Stevie had this like weird moment where she was like, I don't know, she wanted to kind of like take over the book club. She was talking about what we need to do. I was asking all these, it seemed like she was making it more complex, and she got pissed off because I was like, I'll just get into it now. It was no harm intended, but she got pissed. She goes, okay, Eric, I've got a question. I go, what is it? How are we going to do? What are we going to do? How's this going to work? And what about a Discord? Can we do a Discord and we can talk and get this? I go, I don't know. I thought we pretty much covered it. It's your turn. You tell us what to read. Whoever's turn it is says, yeah, we're going to read Mein Kampf. We get the book, we read it, and then we do a show about it on Patreon where we kind of zoom in and just talk about it each week. That's it. That's what you do in a book club. And she acted like it was all like brand new news. So I was like half annoyed because I've broken it down like every day of the week for the past several days. I go, that's it. That's all we're doing. Well, yeah, but she's kind of like Discord. I'm like, I don't know, I guess if you want to. So because I wasn't, I guess, going, oh my God, that's amazing. She thought I was being like rude, which, yeah, of course I was. And she goes, all right, that's it. And then she just backs out of the Zoom, like cuts it off, rage quits. We're like, uh-oh. So
I called her up. She goes, I don't hate you, but that was rude. I'm like, what? Come on now. Rebecca said Stevie is passionate about books and reading. Eric knew exactly how to push her buttons. That was not my intent. You make it seem like I was like, oh, great. Yeah, Stevie's talking about books. Let's go fuck her up. That is, I'd never do that. I never, ever say, all right, I'm going to go hurt you. It's just in the moment, it's like, it seemed like a ridiculous complication of something that is ridiculously simple. Read, book, discuss, repeat. That's it. Chris says, Big Fraud Book Club off to a rip-roaring start. And then he adds, I failed to see EZ being rude. Yeah, it was 100% the way I act at everything. Which is just like, what? Huh? I mean, I didn't, you know, I don't want to be in a world where I'm like, ooh, that's a good job. That's a good idea. Okay, all right. Rebecca says, don't lie. You smelled a little bit of blood in the water. I'll tell you exactly what I thought, and you're not going to call me a liar because I'm not. I'm sitting there, and when she started acting like it was all new information about how book club works, which I know she knows how it works. I've said it here, repeated it every goddamn day. And then she starts like breaking down a Discord. And I'm like, well, okay. She's making a suggestion and it's like, and it sounded a little complicated. So in that moment, I'm like, no, we're not going to do Discord. We're going to do what I said we're going to do. And that's exactly what happened. I'm not going to sit there and say, she's starting to talk. I'm going to beat the shit out of her. No, that's what I'm doing to you right now for being an even bigger moron. Jesus, at least Stevie had no clue and was just asking a question, you know? So, of course, I did what I'm going to do. Now you're the dummy. Megan's just getting in here. We already talked about you. We talked about you and Nick going head-to-head, tit-for-tat, about car repairs. I think Nick's going to die on that hill of replacing whatever the hell with poverty parts. That's what I think he's doing. But anyway, so on the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast, that was the first ever rage quit we have had in years. Alan says she went from showing you her tootsies to saying, fuck you. What an hour it was. Absolutely. Absolutely. We had a couple of feet moments. Megan started, I think that Megan, you see, she came over my house with her puppy and Brian, and she showed up like in bare feet a couple weeks ago. I was like, what are you doing? And so now, every time I'm doing the show, she's like walking around in bare feet. And I'm like, oh my God, stop that. She said, I forgot that you were a weirdo. So we had a lot of foot moments. We even saw Ryan Weber's socked foot, which I'm going to need to see his whole foot. All right. It doesn't even have to be any degree of sexuality with feet. Feet are like fascinating to me. A lineup of feet, it's not, you can have any gender attached to them. It's like seeing a classic car show. Oh, there's a wide one. Oh, hammer toe. There we go. Dainty foot. Good arch support. Oh, that's a flat foot. Holy moly. Ooh, club foot. Holy shit, Carl. So there you go. Maureen says Ryan looking good last night. He was. Ryan Weber, star audience member for a long time. Megan says, I really did want to sell pics of my feet on the internet when I had a broken toe. I thought I could make money off a fucked up toe. 100%. People would definitely buy that. I would not buy that. Jeremy's all about it. He says, I'm with you, Easy. Best part of being a truck driver is seeing all the neat feet. The feet on the dashboards of the cars that pass me. Chris says, Megan knows what she's doing. Yeah, I don't want to even go that route. I described it on the show. I said, it's like starting to get a boner from your sister, and that's a bad feeling. You don't want that. Awful. Nick writes something. They call feet slabs in the fetish circles. Couple of slabs? All right, I get it. Hang on, I gotta finish this coffee. Okay. I had glasses somewhere. All right. So, Stevie, about the book club, I want to get into this. And then I'm going to talk about how Kayla's dad, that would be Freebeer's wife's stepfather slash uncle or stunkle, is making waves and now picking fights with fans of the Free Beer and Hot Wings show. He went and he tried that on my page, and I blistered Rod Weber. Excuse me. And now he is on the segment 18 page picking fights. And I am reasonably motivated to schedule a celebrity boxing match with Kayla's stunkle. In fact, I'm going to get into that right now. Rod Weber is one of the town village leaders in this community called Door. And that is what a real hotbed for Michigan shitheads. Rod made himself known on my own page. We discussed that yesterday. And the background, in case you missed yesterday, I want to make sure everybody is up to speed. Freebeer's wife, when she was growing up, she had her mom and her dad. Mom and dad split up. Whatever. Mom then married Kayla's dad's brother. So that meant that the uncle became her stepdad, thus creating the term stunkle. How did I find this out? It was months into my friendship with my pal Coleman Lutz. And he told me this. I go, what? Oh, my God. And that led to, wow, so many thoughts and questions and just sheer intrigue. So when I posted about Greg and the Nose posting that they want to be America's top couple or favorite couple, I posted that, and he didn't like that I posted that, so he showed up there, and first thing he did was he started to attack Coleman, say bad things about my pal Coleman. So I'm like, well, all right, now it's open season. You hadn't really entered the picture, but when you entered the fray of this, now it's open season. Well, now you're screwed. And I talked about this on the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. If you're the type of greaseball who would marry your brother's ex, you want to keep your head down. Because you can never outrun the fact that you married your brother's ex. So you want to get a lot of clean racing. You know, you want to get clean air with nobody in front of you, and you mind your business and you ride out your days. Well, this goof, by coming onto my page and trying to talk shit about me, and it's like, well, or Coleman or whoever, I don't think he said anything about me. He wouldn't dare. But he is going after Coleman. So I'm like, dude, you married your brother's ex. What kind of an animal would do that? Ugh. Tyler says, when I hear man from door, this is almost exactly the pictures that I paint in my head. And look, I can guarantee you that Greg's never said anything, but Greg, he knows if there ever comes a day that, well, and it will come, that the nose finally gets sick and tired of having to see Greg nude and throws his ass to the curb. One of the first things Greg is going to want to break down is this dude, this amigo, and all of the nonsense of marrying your brother's ex-wife. I can guarantee you he's in his head saying, oh, man, I can't say anything to anybody. Well, this is fucked up. Tyler says, do we know what the timeline was? Was there potentially some overlap? I know nothing more. The only facts I know is that that happened. That is happening now. His brother's still alive, and it's awkward as shit. Like when Kayla and Coleman were an item, and they had to, like, let's say holidays, they had to go see mom with Stunkel. And if there was any family get-togethers, they had to be there at separate times. I mean, it's not a great situation. Murder lover Linda says, Greg has a brother, right? Yeah, he does. Yeah, that's Gary. Gary's a lot older than Greg. Gary's like in his mid-60s. So that's Rod. Now, I bring it up again today because I was tipped off that Rod is in the comments now of our pals over at Segment 18, which is a Facebook group. So that supports our pals Free Beer and Hot Wings. And the post was, it was a big announcement that they had won. Greg and Kayla have won their conference. They are the division winners as America's top 20 couple. I'll get to that in more detail in a bit. And so some guy named Mickey Baumgartner, who looks to be quite a tool in his own right, wrote, they won! They won! Let's keep voting, guys! And somebody made a crack. Well, it wasn't a crack. This is a supporter named Matt Zanstra. Matt said, I am happy for them. But that is not a flattering picture to use. It's this one that really, really accentuates that nose. That's a nose where, I don't know if you remember this, but there was a rapper and a rap song. The guy had like a raccoon skin cap on. This is in the 90s. Once got busy in the Burger King bathroom. Humpty Dance. The guy, and he had like a Digital Underground. I forgot. The guy's dead now. And he had the coonskin cap with the Groucho Marx, the glasses with the nose. That looks more human than this nose. I've said it before and I stand by it. Kayla is me with a wig. For Halloween, I'm going to dress up like Kayla. Ben Glaze and I are going to reenact this picture. We're going to go to the exact same ice cream shop right outside of in the town. Freebird's got an Airbnb in, where is it? It's some billion-dollar house right on Lake Michigan, Montague. I'm going to go to this exact spot, and Ben's going to dress like Freebeer and have that fucked-up face. And I'm going to put on the wig and put on this dress. And Ben Glaze and I are going to reenact this picture right here. I think that would be outstanding. Ben, are you down for that? I know where this is. So you can be Freebeer, who everybody says he looks like a big lesbian. And you will. We can recreate. We can do a calendar recreating the best moments of Free Beer and Humpty Dance. Chris says, stop what you're doing because I'm about to ruin. Miss Twat-a-Lot, Rebecca, says, which of the listeners can play the role of the kids? Yeah, we got the six kids. One of you needs to play a role. One of Freebeer's kids, the oldest one, needs to play the part of Freebeer's oldest kid and make yourself look like a future school shooter. That's it. Cutie Patootie can dress up like a brooding school shooter. Alan says he's in. He'll play the part of school shooter. Tyler says, just have five of us standing on our knees as the kids. All right. And then the one kid's like fully armed, you know, strapped with like an AK and like hand grenades and bandoleros and shit and like tactical gear and greasy hair and a weird face. Rebecca says Coleman needs to be one of the kids. Outstanding. So anyway, I totally digress. That's what that person was talking about. I'm happy for them, but that is not a flattering picture for use. Kelly says, ew, Kelly Pullice. I don't know what that means. Rod says, Rod thought that maybe Kelly was being mean as well as Matt. And says, yeah, and look at the lovely photos you have. So that's this guy right here, Kelly's step uncle. Ben Glaze chimes in to Rod and says, do you have photos with you and your brother's ex-wife? And this is what I'm talking about. If you are going to engage, you cannot have the baggage of taking your brother's ex to Pound Town and then try to tough talk people online. You will lose this every single time. Okay? So that's someone needs to pull Rod aside, and I don't know who it's got to be. It might be the nose. I would imagine that Eric Zane with a wig is frustrated with Stunkle. Look, Uncle Stepdad Rod, you need to leave. You got to get out of this. These are uncharted waters for you. It's a bad deal because then EZ is going to annihilate you more than you're getting yourself annihilated because of the fact that you are porking my dad's ex. All right. That's a rough way to go. You're not going to win that. You know, the Vegas line is you're always an underdog. You're the 1976 Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You won't win a game. You know, they might have won a game. I think the Lions, the only team that didn't lose a game, but I totally digress. I don't know why I even brought that up. It's a horrible joke. Ben said, easy, you got to get in on this action, though. Go, Ben Glaze, I will. He commented about somebody else, as you can see here.
You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
Rod writes, lots of keyboard winners. I mean, he's not that great on his insults. He's a bit tired. Older gent. I said, yeah, well, did you feel like a winner when you married your brother's ex-wife? Excuse me. Somebody's got to tell Rod to slow his roll. If one of the various family members from Door can maybe drag their knuckles over to Rod's house and while communicating in grunts and snorts, get the message across that this is one he's not going to win. It's better to sit this one out. Here we are in the chat. You know, I didn't even need to go this far, but Jeremy writes, I wonder if he knows what his brother's jizz tastes like. Yeah, I mean, that's tough to dig out of that hole. Numerous comments on the possibility of the Ben Glaze and Eric Zane calendar for charity. And we can donate the money to Idiots for Underdogs. That's what we should do. We should donate the money to Idiots for Underdogs. I don't know. Maybe not. I mean, it's already weird that Freebeer is having people give money to support him. To buy votes, and then if he wins, he's going to give the money to his own charity. That's an odd look. We discussed that yesterday at the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast and on Who Are These Freebeers. Chris says, honestly, trading spouses within the family certainly is on track for Door, Michigan. Okay, great idea about recreating all those pictures. I think we're onto something. All we need is 12 of them to make a honorary recreating Greg and Kayla calendar. Donate the money to the Christmas food drive you do. It's an outstanding idea, Ben Glaze. Cancel Idiots for Underdogs. We'll spend the money on feeding people. I never come up with the good ideas. I don't know if you know that. I mean, how many times have we on this show had an idea and then it kind of gets polluted and weirded out because I have input in it? I usually count on you to put an interesting spin on it. Chris says, what about doing the picture with former FBHW interns? Yeah, that's a possibility, but I think that the more people we have involved in this, the harder it's going to be to get it done. I think the biggest challenge from the standpoint of me is actually just following through. But it's possible. It's possible. We publish it. We sell it. We take the money. We buy food for less fortunate people. And that's the end of it. Tyler, with not his best joke, says Free Beer should rename their charity Sniffles for Underdogs. Actually, I'll give that a C. But you've had better. Okay. Thank you to Rod, though, for coming out of the closet like that, out of the woodwork. You know, I shouldn't say out of the closet. Maybe out of the closet. I don't know. Yesterday on Who Are These Free Beers, I took a deep dive behind all of this nonsense about America's favorite couple. And I have audio proof that I played for you on that show that shows you 100% that what they tried to pawn off as Steve just accidentally discovered this, turned out that Free Beer said to him off the air, hey, talk about this. And then there was several moments where it was all confusing. Despite knowing what they were going to talk about, Free Beer managed to fuck the whole thing up by indicating that he's going to keep the money, that he's not going to keep the money, that he's going to keep the money, that he's not going to keep the money, that he may or may not win, probably is going to win. I don't know. Yesterday came and went, and it's a good thing Greg actually did that, went ahead and had it on his show, because they ended up winning. Now, if you notice here, again, focus on the words, not the nose. Currently first in their group. They won. They won their group. And so what these things do then is they then do another week's worth of voting. So you see 6 days, 12 hours. So this is going to continue and never, ever culminate. They all they got to do is keep saying vote, vote in their group, in their group. And then people then go and they pay money. Like if you want to donate $250, the word donate is held loosely. And then they say that they're going to give like a few bucks to the food bank and then this turtle here. And then they keep the rest of the money. Oh, by the way, somebody is getting a $20,000 prize. That's a drop in the bucket for the amount of money that they're making. So this continues now. So that's how the scam works. You see? All right, that picture, we're going to recreate that one. That'll be a good one. Coleman's going to play a part of one of the kids. Ben Glaze is going to be, I'll be Kayla because I look like Kayla. That's going to be a fun one, that pick there. That'll be great. Right on. You know what we can do? We can actually, on the beach, Greg's place in Montague, right on the lake, let's actually shoot it right in front of his place so that we're 100% accurate as to the recreation. The physical location needs to be directly in front of the Burn King's million-dollar lakefront Airbnb mansion. This will be good in front of this ice cream place. I know exactly where this is. It's going to be an excellent calendar. The kid on the far right, his idol is Ethan Crumbly. Oh, I can't wait for this. Awesome pictures. I'll bet you there's 12. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. All right, we need two more picks. Thank you for the idea. Murder Lover Linda says, let's all pitch in to rent it. Okay. There you go. It's a good idea. We can all rent the mansion. Stay at the mansion. It's all booked up for this summer. But at some point, we can all rent the mansion and stay inside of Free Beer's house. There is a way to do that. He doesn't know everybody in here. And wow. Okay. Thank you to Coleman Lutz for precisely finding the location and the information on the Airbnb. So we're all about it. We're all about it. It's going to be a good time. Cannot wait. Thank you to everybody involved. Ben Glaze says, does Berlin have ice cream? We can do the ice cream picture at Berlin. Well, here's the thing, though, Ben Glaze. You got to understand, this has to be done right. You need to be made up to look like Free Beer. You got to be wearing the same gear. You really got to make yourself look like a hardcore lesbian. And I got to be wearing the wig and the same dress as the lovely, multi-talented Kayla. That's the only way this is going to work. So I know you want to like, oh, we're going to be together. Let's take a picture. No, we got to do this right. All right. Now, it's fully possible that this only happens in just this conversation and that there's actually nothing that actually happens. Bob asks if I'm going to get a prosthetic nose. No, I think my nose isn't quite that big, but it's big enough. Tyler is disgusting. He wrote, rent the Airbnb and then have an orgy and leave the mess behind. No thanks. Tyler says we need Ben to put on a half of a bald cap to cover the front part of his dome. I'm right there with you. Murder lover Linda says the planning is half the fun. The execution is the work. Exactly. Alan says you guys would get thrown off a roof at Berlin if you dressed like that. Yeah, if Ben was feeding me ice cream at Berlin, he's right. They do not like gay kind. I take that back. I don't want to say that because I'll probably get my ass beat. I shouldn't say the people who run Berlin. I should say maybe some of the people who are there might want to beat our ass. And that's a fact. Come on, we can't get past that. I will be at Berlin Raceway coming up tomorrow. Ben's indicating he will be there. It'll be myself. I don't know if Pooh Bear is going to be there. I haven't yet talked to her. And I'm trying to get Sarah Rookruck Roosh to join me. If you want in, you go to berlinraceway.com. You've got until 11:59 tonight to get tickets for the Super Modifieds. Super Modifieds. And they race tonight, two days of racing, tonight and tomorrow. So head on over to berlinraceway.com, get your tickets. Parking is free, 15 and under free. You can bring in a bag. You can bring in a cooler, 12 by 18 or smaller. Ben Glaze said, Lurch says to not do it, but it's a hilarious idea. What in the world would keep him from saying that? Is it because he's pals with Freebeer? I think this is a great idea. It's the absolute best idea. It's one of the best ideas I've ever heard of. Man Bun Chris says, sorry, EZ, but everybody is going to go to the Mr. FC soccer game for the big debut. That's right, the big debut of new legendary PA announcer Nick in Grand Rapids. Known here as Clown of Carnage. He has accepted the reins to be the PA announcer in my absence for the conference championship game. That happens tomorrow with the Michigan Rangers. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. That will be a fun time. You're going to do great. I believe that. I really do. All right. Tyler says nobody is going for the soccer. They will all be there to hear Nick. A star will be born. Hey, you should know this too, that when you talk into that mic, prepare yourself for this. Because obviously you'll hear your voice as it's leaving your mouth. But then the next time you hear it, it's not simultaneous that what you're saying is being broadcast to the crowd. There's a slight delay of about half a second. And it might mess with you. So don't pay attention to that because you'll start talking slower. Nick says, let's hope it doesn't go like the Iron Men fill-in. That would be the West Michigan Iron Men. I'm not familiar with the reference, though. I don't know. I forget what happened. I've been talking for the last week and a half about this book that I've been reading, and I finished it yesterday. So the next step will begin for Big Fraud Book Club. More on that in a second, but this was frustrating to me. The book is called Cabin at the End of the World by Paul Tremblay. As I finished the last words, I was immediately frustrated. And because I was under the impression that he was like, this is my impression of Paul Tremblay in his brain when he wrote that book. Well, all right, this is enough. I'll just put the finishing touch on this. The end. Yep, that'll do it. That'll wrap it up. Garbage. Garbage ending. Really, really bad. And that's been a common complaint of mine when it comes to anything that it, you know, has a story. It's difficult to see the end all the way through and have it be of substance. I don't know why, because it's like maybe they were like rushing. Well, I've been spending enough time on this fucking thing. I might as well just wrap it up with the end. Becca Shea says, did you see the movie? No, but I did go ahead and read how they did it, and it's way different. In the film, the people that live and die and how they lived and died is 100% different. It does leave you wondering, well, what happened, though? I was reading the plot synopsis of the film, and I'm under the impression that it also is like, wait a minute. So what are we to think here? What's going on? But they definitely did change it up in the film. But this was shit. Chris says Stephen King is notorious for not finishing books. Well, Chris, you read this damn book. Did you have that same vibe? Murder Lover Linda says the book It by Stephen King had a horrible ending. Yeah, I'm amazed at that. Obviously, it's not the easiest thing in the world to write any type of story. But I think if it's worth doing all that work to get make the story interesting, why can't you see it through and actually write an ending that doesn't suck cock? No need to explain what happened. That's not in the spirit of... See, if I sat here and started like breaking shit down with you, that's ridiculous. So that was frustrating. Now, we're all set for book club. I got an email from somebody. Who was it about book club? I know that Chris D. Old Dens. He wants in on book club. And I shouldn't say him. I should say his lovely better half, Mallory, wants in on book club. So Big Fraud Book Club gets another member. And I know somebody sent me an email or a text about this exact thing. I forgot who it was, though. So now we have our book club, and you can enter at any time. All you got to do is let me know that you're in book club. There's nothing to join. So I'm now going to take these dozen and a half names, and one of you is going to be drawn. Their name's going to be drawn, and it's up to you. All right. Hey, you've been drawn for book club. I'll communicate that to you. Let's say it's Stevie. Hey, Stevie, you're in on book club. Now, I know she's not going to actually hear me when I'm explaining this to you right now because she's too busy coming up with wacky ways that we can execute book club and make it a million times more complex than it needs to be. But maybe she can put it together and actually pay attention to my words here. And then we don't have to have awkward conversations later. But anyway, let's say I draw Stevie's name and I'm like, all right, what is your book? And then she gives me a book and then I announce it to the group. And then we all go, and then you buy the book and then we start reading it. All right, first book club is going to be, meeting is going to be in 7 days. Your assignment, one quarter of the pages or whatever I focus on. Doesn't matter. Then you read. Then we do a Patreon show similar to Ben and Eric style where we're all zoomed in. All right, this meeting of book club, Big Fraud Book Club has begun. Let's go. Here's what I think. And then we each go through it. Some of you may say something, some of you may not. No time limit. Could be 10 minutes, could be an hour. I guess that's kind of showing that there is a time limit. But I think it's worthy of our time and will be very enjoyable. And then you file that and then we read for another week. Boom, right back at it. When we're done with Stevie's book about witchcraft, then we'll move on to the next person. We'll like grade our books. What do you say about this book? And then we'll have like point counterpoint and discussions. Like someone might think that a book like The Cabin at the End of the World was good. But it wasn't, and I'll fight you to the death on that. It's a bullshit ending to the book. It was kind of a Sopranos ending to the book, is what it was. Megan says, all rom-coms from Megan. That's all right. Rebecca, our second audience member who doesn't grasp things, writes, have we determined how we're going to choose who picks the books? I think what's startling to me now is I have said in great detail the same thing repeatedly now every day. And this is not Becca Shea. This is Miss Twat-a-Lot. And despite the simplicity of it, this ding-dong, she says, I asked before you explained it. We have talked about this for about 10 days. She says, we never talked about selection. That is 1,000,000% not true. It went in one ear and out the other. When you get picked, you pick your book. Everybody knew it. If you were to ask all these wonderful, sweet souls here, they would say, yeah, Rebecca, he already talked about that. He talked about that at length. And here you are.
How do we pick your books? I'm going to do some powerlifting.
Your better half or lesser half, Jeremy says, I knew it and I'm not even in it. Chris says, yeah, we did. LOL. Jeremy, watch out. This is a red flag here. She does not listen. Alan says, oh boy, easy rage quit coming soon. I have noticed that it seems like the listening skills generally of female audience members sometimes manifest as the worst. I mean, it's not like I'm taking a run. I'm basically just stating a fact. Becca Shea says, okay, let's pick. I got to make a phone call. Well, Well, we're not going to do it this second. I mean, I was just talking about how I'm now ready to start the book club. We got to put everybody's names into the hat. I still have to draw. So for my audience members who have penises, I really appreciate you actually paying attention to the words I speak when I do this show. Listening is key. I think that if you find yourself doing 10 things at once, like let's say you're an audience member without a penis, and right at this moment you're busy doing things like minding everyone else's business, driving poorly, probably watching some dumb reality TV show, trying to work, listen to the show. You're probably not the ones that I want to turn to. And this is building hot on the heels of Stevie, me getting frustrated at Stevie yesterday for literally having no idea of what we're actually doing on Book Club, despite extensive conversations on this show.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act One, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act Two to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.